Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing today? Are you keeping cool?
It is definitely cooler than where you are, which is in on the sun, apparently.
Yes, apparently we have just evacuated from the city of New Orleans and just planted ourselves on the sun because it has been extremely hot. And I'm going to say, I can't even say the last couple of weeks. I'm just going to say for the entire summer. So much so that Governor Edwards has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Louisiana because of the excessive heat. We've had multiple days in a row of 100 degree weather plus, and then with the heat index, we're in the teens. This weekend is going to be awful. I think it's 103 on Saturday with a heat index of like 121. It's really scary because I've been keeping a good eye on this and following it online. And there's been people that have been hospitalized. We've had deaths, unfortunately. It is really scary. I feel bad for people that don't have air conditioning. You know, a lot of our older homes are raised.
Yes.
Some of them 100 year plus old homes. They're not well insulated. So I feel bad for people, but it's brutal. And especially if this time of the year, you want to be outside. There's fun things going on. There's festivals, all kind of events. You know, we're in the middle of training camp with the Saints. You want to go to all of these events, and it's miserable outside. It's absolutely miserable. It's been brutal. So, and the irony of all of that is that, speaking of our Saints, they go to California to go practice with the Chargers for a couple of days prior to the game on Sunday. And of course the weather there is, you know, they're not dealing with the humidity. They're in the 70s and 80s, which is, most people would say that's not pleasant, but compared to what we've been dealing with, it's very pleasant. And what is going to happen in the next couple of days? A hurricane has now followed them to California. A very rare thing for it to happen. And it's predicted to be a major hurricane, which is scary. And I know I've been reading on this, and they've been having droughts there, and just like we have too, but it's just like, what are the odds? They leave here, get away, and enjoy some nice weather, and now hurricanes expected to come and make landfall. Crazy. You can't write this.
Nope. It is shocking to me when I saw it, and I thought to myself, the irony is not lost. They went west with the hopes of evading all of that kind of weather, and what happens? It followed them anyway.
It's just crazy. So,
blessings and salutations, weather gods. Just keep our Saints and everybody safe.
I've been to a couple of practices. It has been miserable out there. Oof. The MVP of training camp right now is New Orleans Saints fans.
Yeah.
For going out there, sold out practices. They did have to cancel one of them because of the heat, the final open one. They canceled because of the heat for safety of the players and fans, because that was the couple, 3-4 day span that we were under excessive heat warnings. But you guys are the MVP this year. Without a doubt, because y'all showed up. Y'all were out there cheering on in the weather. Moms, dads, kids, mad props to you, because I know I was miserable. And I've been out there before when it was super hot. But this year, this is a different kind of heat this year. It really is. This has just been an insane, insane summer. Cannot wait for the fall. Give me all the cool, breezy days. I will take snow this year if I have to. I'll take whatever to escape from this heat, because it has just been maddening. But we're going to power through it, because we power through everything here, right? Some cooler weather is in the future. Just like in the future is Saints football season.
It's here. It may be preseason, but it's here nonetheless. The boys put uniforms on and ran around the field and scored some touchdowns and won a game.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. It's football. Mm-hmm. It may be preseason, but it's football, and it is a time where you can evaluate a lot of new players. And we do have a lot of new players this year, a lot of free agents.
We sure do.
Great rookie draft class. So I'm excited because it is preseason. And this year, you know, like last year, it is a shortened preseason. We only have 3 games, which is a good thing. So we're, you know, in week 2, Saints coming off of a big win last week against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Such a great game.
Champion. Yes, it was a really great game. We finally got to see our new quarterback, Derek Carr, in action. Threw a touchdown pass, threw for 70 yards. He was 6 of 8. And to Keith Kirkwood, which my bold predictions that we do every week for CSC was totally off. I thought he was going to throw a touchdown across Olave, but he did not. But that's okay, because he threw a touchdown and that's all that counted. But yep. We saw Jameis Winston, which I was so happy for Jameis to see him back on the field, healthy,
same.
Mobile, had a good game.
Same.
Super excited for him. And then, of course, we saw Jake Haener for a little while too as well, who was one of our draft picks this year. He had a little rough start. And I think that was just more or less nerves, but mm-hmm. he overcame it like a champ. He's been having a great camp. All the reports
yes, he has.
Seen and heard have been having a great camp. I just think being in the Superdome with the noise and the crowd and fans for the first time, got to love him. It's all about the adversity you come through as a rookie. And we've seen some players have that happen to them and they don't recover as quickly as he did. And he came back and he had a good game. So this week, and I don't know for sure yet, because we haven't heard from Dennis Allen, I would think that Derek Carr will play a little bit more. Sorry, this week, and hopefully like a whole quarter, and then I guess Jameis may play a whole quarter, and then maybe Haener will. I mean, that's what I'm guessing. I don't really know for sure yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard, but I mean, mm-hmm. the third final preseason, we know we don't really ever see any of the starters, and I don't know change that this year or not, especially with Derek being the newer quarterback. I won't complain. I mean, I don't want him to be in there the majority of the game, but get a couple series, especially this week. We've gotten some guys back this week that didn't play last week that were inactive. We got DeMario Davis back, which that is awesome. I mean, DeMario is one of the captains of the defense along with Cam, but he was dealing with a calf injury and he was back this week, so that was great to see him practicing yesterday. And of course, Rashid Shaheed.
Yes.
He was dealing with a groin injury. He was seen at practice yesterday, so that was great. He didn't play as well last week. So we got to see those two guys back, and it was very positive. Kurt Merrick as well. Andres Pete, actually, they said earlier today, he was out there. He was putting on pads. He had been dealing with an injury as well. So we get a little depth back on the O-line with him. Mm-hmm. The bad news is Taysom Hill is dealing with an oblique strain, which could be a couple of weeks. That's if you go, you know, MD doctor on Google, that's what they normally say. So hopefully it's not that serious and he's not out that long. I know that's Google for everything. Like, you know, doctor says, hey, you got this. The first thing you do is you get in your car and you Google it. Or you did Google in the doctor's office. Like, what do you got? Uh-huh. Okay, Google this.
Yep.
And then other news on the line, Cesar Ruiz actually went out with a shoulder injury. So we don't know anything about that yet. They both left practice early the other day. Hopefully it's nothing serious, because it's like we got a couple guys back and then a couple of guys got hurt. But overall, so far, knock on wood, I know y'all heard that, knock on wood, we haven't had any major, major injuries. Because a lot of teams right now we've been seeing that have lost players for season already, several of them.
Yes.
In fact, the first couple of days of training camp, we saw Joe Burrow go down with an injury. That was very scary. So hopefully the Saints don't have to deal with that, because I feel like last year we dealt with enough injuries. I want us to start the season fresh. I'm excited with Derek Carr. I've been building chemistry with our guys and coming in early. A lot of them are coming in with him. Biggest news, I think Mike Thomas is back.
Mm-hmm. He's back. He's on fire. He's connected with Derek Carr. He's building rapport with the new kids. I mean, watching him and Jamal Williams on the sideline, it's just, I like it all. I like it all.
I'm very happy for him. I know he's fought hard to get back on the field for the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. And I know we saw him briefly last year, and then, you know, he reentered himself, but I want to see him be the guy he was in 2019.
Agreed.
We know, I mean, his talent's there. He loves this team. He loves being on the field. It's hard to see somebody that's worked so hard not being able to be out there. Him and Chris Olave, dangerous combination on the offense, especially because all we've been hearing about is the Olave and Carr connection right now, and how well in their chemistry and they're building a relationship. But it's, to me, it's just awesome to just have all these weapons.
I know.
You know, there's something we had talked about in the past. It's like we have all these weapons on offense. And you mentioned Jamal, who's like one of my new favorites on the Saints.
Love that kid.
Everybody knows me, knows still love Mark Ingram. I will always love Mark Ingram since the day we drafted him. He left a huge hole in this team. And Jamal Williams just came in after the signing, and he's just embraced New Orleans. The fans have loved him. Everything at training camp, him interacting with kids. There was a great story about him getting lost to the facility with his dad and winding up at Rudolph Madison Elementary, which is about 5 or 10 minutes away from the facility. I actually went to school there. That was Mount Lynch Elementary School. And he hung out and felt like, hey, I was just meant to be here. So he gave autographs, was taking pictures, bought the entire staff lunch. There's just not enough that I can say about that. But Drew always said, if you love New Orleans, she'll love you back. And Jamal Williams, New Orleans is feeling the love. They're going to reciprocate it to you.
Well, you know, it's true. And I loved his interview about the way in which he felt that the Saints approached him with the respect and the way in which they made their offer and how he felt valued and wanted. And in my mind, I mean, that kid is like all about the New Orleans Saint. And when you have someone that comes to your team from another team where maybe they mightn't have felt that all the time, and they can feel it from the fans showing up and showing out, and the way in which he's been openly and warmly received by the team, that kid is going to fight for every yard and every touchdown for the rest of the season. Hands down. I think, you know, I look at him and I look at someone like, you know, not often necessarily talked about, Juwan Johnson. Like, that guy has balled out for a couple of years, tries really hard, growth, growth, growth. I can't wait to see what he does with Derek Carr this year, right? He's got a new family. He signed another contract. He bought his little house. I'm just excited to see him with Mike T and, you know, Alvin Kamara and just all of it. Like, it's just, it's very exciting stuff.
Our offense has a lot of weapons, and when Drew was here, even not the big name guys were here, Drew made them special.
Yeah.
He made them this, like Marcus Colson. I mean, he was
seventh round
pick. And people were like, well, you know, out of Hofstra, and look at what Colson did. I mean, he just incredible player. So all the weapons, I mean, even with Jimmy Graham coming home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I can't believe, I know.
I mean, people, I'm like, look, Jimmy Graham was a fan favorite.
Yep.
The veteran leadership and the maturity that he's going to have in the locker room is invaluable. Mm-hmm. So I understand the reasoning for one, why he wanted to come back here, because he said he's been trying to do that. But two, I think that's why the team did it, because I mean, that veteran's leadership, he's going to be able to teach these guys something. He's been in the league a long time. It's impressive players want to come here and they want to be here and be a part of this team.
100%. And the thing of it is that the interesting thing about Jimmy Graham is I don't necessarily know that the other teams that had him used him in the capacity that we always managed to do and got out of him the production that we always did. I'm sure someone's going to somewhere say it may be about our former coach. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that because he has that fire in his belly, because he's so excited to be back, because he's making the connection with the younger guys and he really wants to be a force in the locker room and really wants to share that veteran attitude and gumption with the younger kids. Like, I feel like that's going to benefit us on the field. He's so passionate. He's so excited. I'm thrilled to see what he can do. And his age doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what he can accomplish. So get out there, do your thing, Jimmy, be amazing, be successful, help us get to the Super Bowl. That's what I
say. And I will say this, you touched on something that like literally is probably the most important thing with players coming here. Jamal Williams, he knew the Saints wanted him and he felt we wanted him and he was our choice. Derek Carr said the exact same thing in his opening press conference. He said, I was always who the Saints wanted, you know, and they aggressively pursued me. And I never felt like I, you know, like basically he didn't feel like he was second choice because we all know that other team, which shall not be named, with a quarterback we shall not name. But Derek Carr embraced New Orleans. And like I said, the exact same thing happened to him. He said as soon as he was here the first weekend, people were offering to, you know, giving his daughter ice cream and offering to buy him lunch and embracing him as our new quarterback and our new leader. There's something to be said about that. Like, hey, you know, these are like, we had a couple guys come in. Kareem Hunt came in a week or two ago, I think it was now. And he didn't sign. He went with other teams and that's fine. You know, because we wound up signing Darryl from LSU, which is great. Another LSU guy coming home, joining Tyrann. Tyrann was great. He tweeted the picture with all the, you know, the hometown boys coming back to New Orleans. And I love that. I love seeing that because, I mean, there's nothing like coming home in front of your family and your friends and your hometown playing in that Superdome. I do know season tickets and being in games my whole life. There's no place, no loud and just passionate fans like there is on Sunday. So for them to be playing, doing their job and their thing, singing in front of the 72,000 plus crowd, and it's their home crowd. That's got to be amazing. So
you know what?
I'm excited for the season. I really am. Same. I'm excited. I see a lot of things, a lot of changes, a lot of passion and intensity from this team. And I feel like now Monday after the win, I'm turning on Good Morning Football. They're talking about us. Turn on ESPN. They're talking about us. And I'm like, okay, I don't like that. I want to fly under the radar. Because everybody's saying what we've been saying for the last couple of months. And I was like, wait, it took us to win the one preseason game for you to start talking about us now. I'm excited. We've got three more weeks. And then we have our first home game against Tennessee Titans. Yeah, let's just get to the next couple of weeks, keep our guys coming back, becoming healthier, and start off strong. So I'm excited for this season. It's going to be fun. And speaking of fun, one of my favorite festivals, everybody follows me online, knows I love beignets. I'm a beignet girl. I love beignets. I'm not a chocolate. I don't like candy. I like beignets. New Orleans has a beignet fest. I'm just starting on this last year. We talked about it last year. Beignet Fest is coming up next month.
Yep.
I'm so excited. We may actually have the founders of the festival on our podcast with us. So I'll be super excited to talk about them if we're able to work everything out. But the festival just announced their food vendors and their musical lineup. It is next month on September 23rd. But the food is great. But the story behind this organization and their foundation is even more incredible.
Agreed.
The founders, their son had autism, and they're on a lot of programs and funding here. So they started this festival to raise awareness. And I think that's incredible. I've had a lot of friends whose children have autism. Kids are like everything, when you're a parent, and they're your whole world, and you want to do for them. But when, areas don't have opportunities to help kids, this is the prime example of making a difference in the world. Hey, we're going to start this festival and we're going to raise money to bring awareness and help with programs. And I think that's incredible. I love it. But on top of it, you're doing it with one of the most, probably top three dessert items that is known in New Orleans. With king cake probably being number one, I think beignets are number two.
Yeah, agreed.
And they're available year round. But the cool thing is with the festival is that their food vendors, it's not just beignets, your traditional sugary beignets.
Nope.
There are all kinds of other things. There is spinach and artichoke beignets. There is crawfish and corn beignets. There are ice cream stuffed beignets. There, of course, are traditional beignets, if you want traditional beignets. There's crawfish etouffee beignets. And the prices are really good for being festival food. The tickets are only $25. They have music. They have a kids corral. It's a great foundation and a fun event. So if you're looking for something to do next month, we'll be talking about it every week, obviously. And like I said, we're hoping to have the founders on the show so they can talk about a little bit more about the cause and their foundation and, give you a firsthand account of their story. But it's September 23rd next month, one day only. Hopefully we'll have a little bit cooler weather.
Fingers crossed.
I want to be out there, but I don't want to be it's suffering, but it's at City Park. So there's a lot of great parking. There's children's carousel in City Park. Bring your kids out to the carousel gardens and do the rides. It's a sweet thing, literally. So I hope everybody can go online and check them out, check out their foundation, get your tickets. Like I said, September 23rd at the New Orleans City Park Festival Grounds. It's Beignet Fest 2023. Go check it out. And I hope everybody enjoyed coming on board with us. I know we've been on a little hiatus, taking a summer break.
I've missed you, friend.
I've missed you too. When you go all the time, you got to take a little break. We did with the show. And we do have some really exciting things coming up rest of the year with Force Truly. So I think everybody who has joined us tonight and has been following us over the last couple of years, we have a lot of great guests, a lot of great things coming up. It's a great time to be in New Orleans. If you're planning a trip here, definitely hit us up online. I know Georgette's planning a trip here soon. So
sure am.
She'll be able to share her experiences on the show as well. And if you have any questions, I am Tina at The Nola Girl on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as Floris Truly Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook as well. And Georgette, you can tell everyone where they can come and hang out with you online as well.
You can absolutely find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
I hope everyone has a fabulous weekend, and we're going to see you next week on Floris Truly. Have a great one.